AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Denmark and Greenland's top diplomats came to Washington Wednesday, meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Ed Donahue has details.
There's clearly a disagreement.
President Trump has been talking in more forceful terms lately about a possible U.S. takeover of Greenland.
It makes sense to try to sit down on a high level to explore whether there is possibilities to accommodate the concerns of the president, while we at the same time respect the red lines of the Kingdom of Denmark.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says there will be more talks.
It's clear that the president has this wish of conquering over Greenland. We made it very, very clear that this is not in the interest of the kingdom.
Before the meeting, President Trump wrote, the U.S. needs Greenland for the purpose of national security. He added NATO should be leading the way to get it, and otherwise Russia or China would, saying in all capital letters, and that is not going to happen. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A war powers resolution that would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela has failed in the U.S. Senate, two Republicans, Josh Hawley and Todd Young, flipping under pressure from Trump. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff says the Gaza ceasefire plan is moving into its second phase. That involves disarming Hamas, rebuilding the war-ravaged territory, and establishing a transitional Palestinian administration. In Iran, officials are signaling fast trials and executions ahead for suspects detained in nationwide protests. The U.S.-based human rights activists' news agency reports more than 2,500 demonstrators have been killed since the crackdown began. But President Trump tells reporters,
"That's just gotten to me from information that the killing has stopped, that the executions have stopped."
This is AP News. An actor making a statement.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Tiana Taylor on the red carpet in New York for the premiere of their film, The Rip. But it was Damon's Be Good lapel pin in honor of Renee Good, shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis last week, that was also getting attention.
I think as concerned citizens, we need to be talking about this and talking about what kind of country we want to live in.
Damon, who grew up in working class Boston, says he has friends who are cops.
You know, I've heard from a lot of friends in law enforcement that was not the way they would have handled this situation, and so that's very alarming.
The Rip is an action thriller about a group of Miami cops whose bonds fray after they find millions in cash in a stash house.
From the outside looking in, it seems simple. Seize the cash, count it, and turn it in.
The Rip premieres on Netflix Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
More news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.